The 19th century exploration of Australia was an altogether simpler affair. Australian explorers were not as troubled by disease or transport as their African counterparts. They did face similar attacks by native people hostile to the idea of being discovered, and they often succumbed to thirst, starvation, or scurvy through inadequate, incompetent, or over-optimistic preparation. For the first 25 years of their existence, the Botany Bay pioneers were content to remain on the Cumberland Plain around Sydney. Then, in 1813, following the increased British demand for wool, the first explorers crossed the Blue Mountains seeking new pasture land. Major breakthroughs came with the discovery of vast tracts of suitable land by Cunningham in southern Queensland. This was followed by the charting of the Murray-Darling River by Sturt and the crisscrossing of Victoria by Mitchell. In the next phase, explorers pressed on into Queensland and the Northern Territory, hoping to find vast lakes or inland seas like those in Africa. It was in this period, roughly from 1840 to the early 1860s, that the Australian explorers started to sustain serious casualties. In 1844, Sturt struck north from the Darling River only to come to grief in the Simpson Desert, where he lost his sight. In 1848, Leichhardt set out to cross the continent east-west and was never seen again. Even the apparently easier south-north crossing brought explorers to grief. In 1860, Burke and Wills set out on the best known of all Australian expeditions to achieve the first complete crossing from south to north. They reached the mouth of the Flinders River at the Gulf of Carpentaria, but perished on the return journey. So many ancillary expeditions were sent out to locate the missing Burke and Wills that, as an indirect spin-off, most of the gaps in knowledge of the eastern half of the continent were filled.